That one I like more. Oh, fuck it. You can have it.
Well, hello, my name is Chris. No, no worries. How you doing, Michelle? Can you hear me?
Great. I'm sorry. I'm here sending the children.
I hear you. I got little ones. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I got little ones myself, so I know how that is. So I know you were speaking to Tara. She does a good job of explaining kind of the basics of what we do. And she did mention a couple things. You're trying to make ends meet for the kids, right? And you're trying to, you know, get more jobs and kind of get things going, correct?
I don't get child support. I'm trying to restart, and I left my house. I left everything back in June. When I put in the hospital, I was like, fuck it. My kids don't need to see that. They're old enough. They can see it. They understand.
Uh-huh.
So I left with four kids and nothing but the clothes on our back. Left with my car, broke down 2 days later. It supposedly caught fire randomly, and I was like,
Oh, my God.
Well, I
had to start all over,
now
too.
I'm starting up a thing. And I do have a couple dads that want to work for me, but I'm waiting on that one. Because I'm going to do lawn care and stuff, and I'm going to put them on that. But I'm doing something for parents who feel like they're trapped and they need to leave, but they have kids. And they know that, like, I was working three jobs, and they didn't care about me or my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting something locally in the area. I have three single moms that work for me. I work around all of our schedules. And, I mean, everybody has their own houses to clean. They do good. Love them. Praise them. I do, unfortunately, do write-ups. Haven't had to do them, thank God, but I do them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to create a community, a safe place for parents who need, they know they need to leave and they need a job, but we all know, everyone says, oh, we care. No one truly cares.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so
it's rough out there, yeah.
Safe place for them to where when they're ready to leave and it's that time, they have a job.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, you know, it looks like you had a rough, a rough patch there, and you know, you're kind of getting on your feet and you're helping others as well. So that's really good. And you guys are just doing cleaning services, right? So are you guys
doing cleaning? Mm-hmm. There's lawn.
Oh, okay.
Leaf snow removal. Excuse you. No, sir. No. We do lawn care, janitorial. I do also maid services. Post-construction, and then we do pre-construction also on top of while construction's being done.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, I mean, I kind of do it all. I've got I think it was like $2 million insurance policy.
Nice. Oh,
so
wow.
I made sure
so
anything's covered.
Yeah.
We could burn the fucking house down at this point and it'd be covered.
Well, let's not do that, right?
We're not doing that.
But
I'm just saying.
You got it taken care of. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So what we're looking for, pretty much is to work with one company per category per area. In this case, it's cleaning services. So just to give you an idea, right? If someone were to look on Google for cleaning services in Johnson City, Tennessee. You got a couple companies that are coming up there. You let me know if you know any of them or any of them ring a bell. You got Appalachian Maid Services, LLC, Green Meadow Cleaning Services, Moffitt Cleaning Service, Rosebud.
Moffitt.
Yeah, okay. You got Dixie Maid Cleaning Services, Crystal Clean, Rice and Clean.
I've worked after every one of them.
Wow, yeah.
I've had to go and do recleans after every one of them.
Wow.
They weren't happy, so they fired them, and I've been hired after all these companies.
I love that. That's awesome. So, you know, like, here's the issue, right? Like, the thing is, if people are looking for cleaning services and then you're coming up as a top recommended option, then you're going to get all those calls that are, you know, or all those leads that are searching for your services on that first page of Google. Because everybody Googles everything, you know, whether you're looking for a restaurant, directions, whatever the case may be. You Google it. So that's where we have a listing available. And when people are typing in any of the services you offer, specifically cleaning, post-construction, in that area, you're going to come up as a top recommended option. So just imagine if these companies are getting those clients and you're cleaning up after them, then, you know, that's where you can get those calls directly from, you know, Google. You know what I mean? So
I'm listening.
That's something that we would be able to do. And then another thing that we also do is build a website so people can see the type of work that you do. So let's say they're interested in, you know, cleaning, but then they have, you know, other offices or other places that they want, or an Airbnb that they want to get cleaned, and you can also, you know, get those jobs as well.
Because I also clean dealerships. I have one starting off.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
For Chaparral.
Okay.
In Home Bay right here in Johnson City is all trying to hire me. We're just trying to work out a price.
Awesome. That's great. I mean, and there's a lot of companies out there looking to get their offices cleaned, their businesses cleaned, churches, banks, you know, different retailers, you know, dealerships too. I mean, it just depends on what, you know, they're looking for. But yeah, they want to look for someone with experience, honesty, and integrity. And, you know, that sounds like you would be a good fit. And so the pricing, everything we do here is month to month. There's no long-term contracts, you know. You got to be able to see the jobs coming from Google in order for this to make sense for you. So, look, I understand that you got divorced. You know, you're the sole provider of your family, and you're trying to help other individuals make money. So, you know, one of the things that Tara did put in the notes is, you know, if I can make a service as affordable as possible. And that's what I promise I can do today is get you in the door, get you on Google where there's people looking for your services, and not have to pay an arm and a leg for you to get those clients. You know, so that's what we're going to focus on. And then do you have anything else online that I'm missing, or are you using any other platform like Facebook or Yelp, anything like that?
I do Facebook through my own Facebook. I've posted on a couple things, and I've had, like, tons of people calling me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Facebook was good.
Because when I post pictures, I'm so sorry, I'm being ran over with a laundry basket.
Yeah, you're fine.
I have a one-year-old, and I restarted. I've got 10, 9, 7, and then a 1.
Mm-hmm.
So this one likes to ram you with things. So I'll be called you Bam Bam. You blonde hair, blue-eyed little thing. Ow! But I have before and after pictures posted, and people will say, like, with permission of the homeowner, I don't.
Right,
when
of course.
When I get that permission, they get a discount, and I never take photos where you can see family pictures.
Right, you don't want to be invasive. Yeah.
Nope, and I don't do bedrooms unless there's, like, it's a quick from the door and it's
right.
permission. Now, I have pictures that I haven't posted because the dad wasn't comfortable, which I said, hey, that's fine. I just wanted them for reference. He's like, that's fine. So
right.
I do always offer that as a thing. If I get before and after pictures, I give them $25 off to $50 off.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's really good to know. I mean, it definitely... you know, helps out your business and, you know, you get that good positive review, and that's awesome. So, you know, on your website, we can post those before and after pictures. We can also, you know, people can schedule an appointment directly from the website. And then we're going to be able to we would create a business Facebook page, right? So it'll be completely separate than your personal. You can still post on your personal, but it'll just give the company a different feel as well. And then put you on Yelp, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. And then we'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine, right? So it's basically covering all the bases that you have when it comes to your online presence, right? So, you know,
pretty much better than Angie, and I don't have to sign on for a year?
Oh, no, this is month-to-month. There's no contracts. There's no long-term commitments here. At the end of the day, you know, you have to see the results in order for us to keep you on board. I mean, because if you're not seeing the results, why would you – you know, it's like dating someone. Why would you marry someone up front if you just started dating one, you know, them? It just doesn't make sense, right? So, you know, you want to make sure it's – yeah.
Don't use that analogy again.
Oh, is that – is all happened to you? Oh, goodness.
It took me 14 years to say okay, and then he fucked it up within a year.
Oh, God, but see, 14 years. So, you know, just imagine, like, you know, if you met the guy and all of a sudden, you know, he asked you to marry you within that week. Wow, like, you know.
That's ick.
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
oh, that was gross.
You know, I'm just saying that, you know, it does take, you know, like, people have to show you that they're able to provide and do something for you, right? So that's why company, you know, we've been around for 21 years, and I've been here for 7 years with this company, and Tara's been longer, working for longer than I have. But anyhow, we do this on a month-to-month, so that way you could see the results, right? You gotta get a return on investment. If not, it's not gonna make any sense, right? That's just the bottom line.
I feel that.
But I will tell you one thing, you know, when it comes to Google, it's the platform that 95% of people use, right? It's inevitable. I mean, if you're looking for directions, if you're looking for, you know,
unfortunately,
anything,
that's
whether,
not all people use.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, oh, it's just, and oh, and then the voice activated searches too, you know, which is good.
So my thing is, do you guys mess with like Safari?
Oh yeah, we get your program on Apple Maps.
Some people. Okay, that was my only question when we were talking about all that. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
You do Bing, Google. You'll do the other websites. Now I know Angie does Home Advisor, so
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get rid of her, but I would like you to be a lot better in price.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
The reason I'm not getting rid of her is because I tripled my money with Angie. Not complaining.
Of course, if you do well with them, you're just picture it this way, okay? So you just mentioned yourself, you use Google to search, right? That's just a fact, okay? Now, if you're
right.
doing good with Angie, you know, there's a saying, and you know this saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But here's the thing, you know, when it comes to Google, Google is programmed on every single phone, computer, tablet, so... It, you know, once again, if you do well with Angie, and the way that they work is they actually buy a listing on Google. So right now, all the companies that are mentioned that are not as good as you, because we established that you are, you know, the top person, because you're getting all their cleanups, right? you're.
I'm having to go back in.
Exactly.
And
come on.
Less,
oh
but
goodness
it's like
gracious.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, what the hell?
No, exactly.
And
I mean,
like, that's my example, what the hell. And I had one today. She said, I had this lady come in, and they were misfit cleaning. And she goes, what the fuck? And I was like, I was like, I'll do it for $450.
Wow.
And she was like, okay.
Wow.
And I was like, when I left, she was in tears, left me a 5-star review on Angie, told me, sparkling clean. And that is one thing I've mentioned and everything. I will not leave your home on a deep clean unless it is sparkling.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. All the companies that I named, and you just, Moffitt is one of them that we just talked about. Those guys are coming up on the first page. Just imagine how... You know, in the past 30 days, there's been 1,213 searches in a 50 mile radius for cleaning services, and those are the companies that are getting those.
No, I do travel
because
I have women in Kingsport, Bristol, Tennessee, and we go all the way up to Hendersonville.
Okay, gotcha.
I work in Biltmore.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah, I could see that, you know, we're able to do analytics and we're able to see the surrounding areas as well. So, yeah, we're able to see that.
So, if you look at Biltmore, I'm not saying this in a mean way, but that's like where all the famous people live.
Yep.
WWE stars, stuff like that.
Yep.
He's right there. I've been watching him back and forth.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Google, since we're a Google partner, we're going to be able to kind of help you choose the right keywords to make sure that people are actually searching for your services. We're not going to guess. We're going to know. So that's the difference between us and other companies, is we're going to know exactly how people are searching for the services and where they're searching from. So, but the whole point here is just imagine that Moffitt and all these other companies that you, once again, do a much better job. If they're getting those leads, you know, if you're put on there and people are calling you directly, there's no cost per click lead any of that. This is promoting your own company as a sole entity, right? Having your own website, which would be, you know, www, right? The name of your business and so forth, right? So that's what we would be able to provide for you. And then you'll have more of an established, you know, presence online. So let's get to the price. I promised Tara, she put make it affordable in big bold letters. So I want to make it affordable for you, okay?
No.
So, are you able to receive text messages on this phone by chance?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Okay, great.
And
so
my
phone. Okay, awesome. So I want to show you exactly what I can do for you today, okay? So the number one thing before we get into the sending you the price page, I want to send you our credentials, and that's just our Google partnership. That's something that we're very proud of to show people, because if anybody else calls you and they try to get you on Google, I would not take a phone call if they're not a Google partner. So I just kind of want to throw that out there and establish that. Okay. So I'm texting that over here in the next few seconds. And then after that, I'm going to text you over, our pricing page. So, but let me know.
Yeah, I had one call me earlier and I couldn't even understand them.
Oh goodness. Yeah.
I told them straight up. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. No.
Yeah, no, we're here in the U.S. We've been in business for 21 years, and we're a Google partner. So, yeah, I just texted that over to you. Like, if you open up that link, that's going to take you to Google's website just to verify that we're a partner with them, okay?
Yes, give me just a second. I'm pulling toys out of a packing plate.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
And we're going to do that just in 2 seconds. My life is never not busy.
No, I hear you. With kids, with running a business, with being a mom, a single parent, I mean, I get it. You know, I got divorced with my ex-wife about, since my daughter was one. My daughter's now 11. So, yeah, I know it's rough having to wear multiple hats.
Okay.
So that, I don't know if you opened up the partnership one or the pricing page. I'll explain what I can do for you today.
I'm looking at, I think, pricing now.
Pricing, okay. So it'll say take control of your online presence. If you scroll all the way down from the pricing page, we have three packages that we can offer, okay? So I want to go over the packages and see what I can do for you. We have our Essential, our Pro, and our Platinum, okay? So what I'm willing to do for you today to save you money, get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential at $299, all right? So that'll be a 50% discount for the Platinum package, okay? So $299 month to month. And what I'll do is I'll waive $200 off your setup fee. So your initial investment, you're looking at $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So there's no lead fees, and this includes everything we talked about. The website, first page of Google, getting your
contract required.
Yeah, at the bottom, we waive that. So two-month contract required. So that's just a two-month verbal agreement, but that's if you were to go through our website. Yeah, but you don't have to sign a year contract. I think other companies like Angie's or HomeAdvisor, they have you do a year contract, right? Something like that.
I made her wait the year.
A year, gotcha. Yeah,
I waived it.
Oh, you waived
that
it.
That was my only way of starting.
Got it.
So I pay her $400, and that's it.
Gotcha, yeah.
And I mean, that's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. You're saying to start up, it would cost how much?
So it'd be $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So it's saving you a 50% discount, and then get you a waive $200 off your setup fee.
I couldn't do anything until I put money in the bank tomorrow.
Okay.
I did a clean today, but I wasn't able to put it in my business account, and I can't do something like this without it going through my business.
Right.
I'm going to pay cash.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so I want to do a couple of things for you. Give me one second. I'm gonna see what I can do because I really want to help you out. I want to see if I can waive your setup fee completely and just get you in the door at $299. That way I can help you out a little more. You know what I mean? I think we had a really good conversation. And I don't know, something about you and having the kids right there, and I don't know, I know you want to grow the business and help people out, and what you told me about you having other single moms, right, or you know,
yeah,
working for you.
Single moms that work for me, and I have one right now that wears the ankle monitor that's trying to get her kids back.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, yeah, that'll do it. Okay, let me see if I can... So if I can waive the setup fee, it'll save you $100 today, and obviously it'll stay at the $299 every month after that. So, I mean, would that work for you, or what do you think about that price point?
Like I said, I have it in cash, but I have to put it in the bank. Like, all I have in the bank right now is
okay.
Literally $100.
Okay,
because
yeah,
I
no worries.
I just had to go buy this stuff for that.
Got it. Okay.
I want to do this. I really do. I feel like it would be better than Angie's.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I've done the claim that she paid cash, and I got done so late I couldn't.
Right. I hear you.
What you need, babies? You know, Mom, I'm sorry.
No worries. No. I know you're busy as well. So here's what let me put you on a brief hold, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my supervisor two things, okay? His name is James. I'm going to ask to see if I can waive your setup fee and then put it on a soft hold so that way nobody else calls it in the area. Because what we do is once we work as a Google partner, once we work with someone on the first page of Google, we can't work with any of your competitors, right? So, you know, we don't...
Well, I'm that, and then I can put that in the bank tomorrow.
Okay, let me... And then, so, let's say you were to move forward tomorrow. What time would you be able to connect with me and move forward with something like this?
Let me... Oh, hold on, baby. I have to go pull my calendar up just to make sure I don't have a quote first thing in the morning.
No worries.
Because I know I had some stuff. I'm getting it by semester. I know. Mama. All right. So I can do like 12.
12? Okay.
Because
perfect. So okay.
I have a quote early in the morning after I drop the kids off.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Right now it's 5:21, and yeah, we're gonna close at the office here in about 40 minutes. 40 minutes to be exact. So I can have I'll ask my supervisor. We can have the team. Like Tara, she's a mapping coordinator. What she does is she looks for a company that has no negative reviews and that can take on more business to put on the first page of Google. So we gotta have a spot available.
Yeah. One of my reviews that I have are all 5 stars.
Love
even
it.
On Angie.
Yeah, it's perfect. So that's why you were
sent
over.
And I think I've got like 6.
Okay. And then the good thing is that we're going to be able to give you a review link. And guess what? All the reviews that you get on Google, they're going to be your reviews. Like if you were to cancel Angie's, unfortunately, they keep your reviews. You see what I mean? So with this, you're promoting your own company as a sole entity. Right? That's the difference. So, you know, instead of going through a third party, you're going to be... It's going to be your listing. Let's say you were to cancel our service, you know, I don't think you would, but like if push comes to shove and you know that you had to cancel, you keep everything that we do for you, right? So I'm going to see if I can put it on a soft hold and then say waive your setup fee. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold. You're going to hear some hold music, so just bear with me for like, I don't know, a minute or so. Is that okay?
You're fine. You're awesome, dude. I really appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, when Tara does a good job of putting notes here, and she put in big bold letters, please make it affordable and help her out. I'm like, okay. So when she does that, to me, it's like, okay, I got to go above and beyond to help you because at the end of the day, you know, it's good karma, right? So if I can help you out, get your foot in the door, it'll help.
And that's literally what I did a house today that should have been easily $500. I charged her $200 because that's all she could afford, a deep clean.
There you go.
She had literally broke her ankle, and that was Michelle Smith. Love
mm-hmm.
this woman. And she was like, I didn't even want a reoccurring clean, but I want it with you. And I was like, tell me when and where.
Wow.
And she's referred me to 4 other people and gave my business cards out.
Wow, I love it. See, it's...
Like, everything. She cried because she was like, I couldn't do it. She broke her ankle in, like, 7 different places. And
wow.
Then I told her about my kids, and she's literally doing... She's like, so, to rent out Rotary Park, which is my kids' thing. I'm going to tell you this. I know you don't care, but mm-hmm. It's a fenced-in park, so it's safe for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have tables there, to where and it has a splash pad. It's got the playground, swings. It's got it all. And she was like, normally it's $500 for 2 hours. She was like, I'll give it to you for $100. Let me know when your kids' birthday is. We'll turn them on even if they're off.
Wow. That's awesome. See what happens when you do good?
When
you
do a good job like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I said, that's what I told my employee today. I said, look, this is one of those donation cleans. And she was like, all right, what's going on? And I told her, and she was like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really good. So, you know, once again, if I can make that affordable, that's what I'm going to do for you is get you the discount. So I'm going to talk to James real quick. I know he's just his extension. Just I'll put you on a brief hold, and then I'll get back with you. You're going to hear some hold music, but I'll be right back with you in a few seconds. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you for holding there. I appreciate that. Michelle, you there? Michelle? Hello, Michelle? Hello? Michelle, you there? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, Michelle? Hello? Can you hear me? Michelle, you there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, Michelle? Hello? Michelle? Hello, Michelle?